Hi, Bob. You guys have obviously seen a good amount of Greinke. Did you see him doing anything differently there to kind of keep guys in check for the first six?
Well, he always does things a little bit differently, but what he does really well is he reads swings and he knows what's working for him on a particular night. So, you know, through a number of changeups, maybe not as many as we usually see. Sometimes it's tough to differentiate between his heater and his changeup because it's so close in velo. But through sliders to righties, through enough slow curveballs and in some pitch count battles, and had really good command.
What did you think of Bassett's outing?
I thought he threw good. I mean, you know, it's when it's 1-0, you come out of the game, you've done your job. So, you know, he got up six times, which is about all you want in the first time out. You know, maybe tiring a little bit. What was it, line out, double, and then a walk. But, you know, to that point in time, he keeps us in a game, gives us a chance to win.
Jess?
Hey, Bob. Chad Pinder had a really great catch. I'm curious, he's not a big name, but for somebody who may not know who Chad Pinder is, how would you describe him?
He's a terrific player all the way around. I mean, you know, for a guy that's played the infield most of his career in the minor leagues and in the big leagues early on, we put him in the outfield for the first time. I think he threw a guy out his first game and just has great instincts in the outfield. So, I mean, it's hard to play as many positions as he does and do it really well in the outfield when he had very little experience going into his big league, you know, once he started his big league career.
Alex Coffey.
Hey, Bob. Kind of going off of Jess's question, just what was your impression of those two catches that Pinder made, one in the fourth and then one in the fifth?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me anymore. I mean, it did early on based on the fact that he was an infielder, but he's just got a great instinct for the baseball. And, you know, the ball that was kind of curving away from him on the line, he kind of watching his gait after it, and you had a good feeling he was going to get to it. It's a really tough play, but we've seen him do it before. And then the ball in the right field, you know, up against the wall, that's just instinctively wanting the ball, because when it was hit, I didn't think he had a chance to get it. The ball was carrying pretty good early in the game. Just another great play, but it does not surprise us.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Bob. Kind of a tough first outing there for Kolarik. What did you see kind of going on with him? Just I know Scott Emerson went out to talk to him. What did you see just kind of going on?
Just some pricing balls in the middle of the plate. I mean, it's tough to tell. You know, we see up and down all right. It's tough from the side to see, you know, in and out. So usually he paints. Usually he's really difficult on lefties. He has a history of doing that. You know, he came in for two out of three lefties. Brantley is a very tough guy on us. And got some good swings off him, gets him on the run a little bit with a home run right away. So we're not going to shy away from Adam. He does a nice job.
Matt Kawahara.
Olson looked just pretty unhappy with the third strike call in the eighth inning. I was wondering what your view of was that call, and then it seemed like Bassett was maybe questioning a few of the earlier non-strike calls.
Actually second and third calls to Ole on that particular bat. Ole has a really good idea of the strike zone. So, you know, you're going to miss calls over the course of the game. You know, it probably happens both ways.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Bob.